The last time it was recorded, I believe that Elchanan did not post it. Might as well just shut it off now then. Anyway, drugs are great. Drugs are great. Drugs are great. I'll be honest with you, I don't know when drugs started. It wasn't in 46. maybe the year 46, I don't know. But I thought one time about drugs. And I was trying to think about what was life like without drugs? They lived for like 900 years. What did they do? They had to have had drugs. It's my raya that was drugs. Anyway, bad joke. Anyway, but what I mean is in our day-to-day lives, your generation even more so, I mean, you guys can't even sleep on a plane without popping two Ambiens and a little Jack. So you can't even push it. You can't even fall asleep without drugs. But, you know, you got a little ache and pain, you take drugs. You want to stay up, you take drugs. Get an infection, you take drugs. It's like an amazing thing, this concept called medicine. It's very amazing, it's amazing. Drugs are great. So they ask the following question based on this, believe it or not. The Pasuk says in the past week's Parsha, it says that Avram Avinu, after his bris milah, v'yisa eino v'yar v'nei shloisha anoshim nitzoven olav, v'yar v'yoratz l'krosam, and he ran to meet them. Now, it's a machloikas rishonim. Just tell you a little bit of sugi over here. It's a machloikas rishonim. Everybody knows it was which day after the milah? The third day. It's a machloikas rishonim. Everybody knows Kiyudu was the most painful. The most painful day. It's a machloikas rishonim. Why is the most painful day? Is pshat that after 3 days of pain, you know, you're worn down. So after 3 days, you start to get a little better. But the third day, you're pain. 3 days of being worn out, so it's the worst. You know, you've been beat up. Okay, they're going to stop beating you up now. You're going to get better. But 3 days, you're wiped out. Is that pshat? Some Rishonim learn that way. The Gemara and Shabbos. And other Rishonim learn that the pshat is that after 3 days, you begin to heal. And to heal, that takes strength. So the body kind of saps some strength out of you to start to heal. So your mom is like, you're so weak because you're starting to get better. So it's like pulling out strength from you. But either way, it was the third day. And the Pasuk later, right afterwards, says, Vayimar Avram, Oyelo El Sarah, Vayimar Mari, hurry, everything's quick. It says, Vayimar, he hurried to do it. So the Pasuk before, if it was just teaching you Zrizus, so it could have said, Vayimar, whatever the diktuk would have been, Vayimar, the cross of Mipesach oil, he was very, very, you know, he tried to do it as fast as he could, whatever that would have looked like. It's not on video. Anyway, come on, stop it. Anyway, so it could have said Vayimaher Avram. So why does it say Vayorat? So what's the question they ask? Because I don't believe Avram Avinu was doing drugs, okay? No. That was funny. I don't believe it. I believe he was diving to Hashem for a fool. So what's that? How is it Lamaisev? It's the third day after the Mila. He's an Alter Yid. The Kola days, it's the most painful day. And his Vayorats, he's running. People ask this question. Have you ever heard this question before? You heard it? Okay. How did he do it? I want to tell you a Maisa, and I want to tell you a Gemara. Okay? If I forget the Gemara, say, Rabbi, you forgot the Gemara. Okay? And I'll tell you a Maisa. Sometimes I get caught up in the stories. I'll tell you a Maisa. I heard it from the Beis Halevi. I'm not from the the story, Gedolim story book reader people. So if it was a different Adam Gadol, I apologize. But years and years ago, I heard it about the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi needed, I guess, what you would call a minor procedure on his stomach, I was told. A minor procedure on his stomach. And they brought the mishpacha, brought the doctor in. And he said, like, what's wrong? What do I need? He said, no, it's very easy. I'm just going to give you a little operation and take care of whatever it is. You know, you just Don't worry about it. So he says, no, tell me, tell me about the operation. Like, it's long. It's going to take a few days. Like, what is it? No. The operation's not too long. We're going to knock you out. He says, no. I don't want the operation. He walked out. So the mishpacha brought him back. Like, you need the operation. He's like, I'm not getting knocked out. So the doctor, with the family, explained, no, we need to do an operation on you. And the only way you can cut someone's kishkas open and like pull out a few feet of intestine and find the issue and fix it is if we put you out. So the Beis Halevi said, I don't want the operation then. So the doctor said, you need the operation. Mishpacha said, you need the operation. So the Beis Halevi said, how long is this operation? So the doctor said, it doesn't make a difference. I have to knock you out. He said, how long is the operation? The doctor said, make up the number, but an hour and a half to 2 hours. That's how I heard it. You know, how accurate it is, I don't know. So he said, but it doesn't really basically be laid down. And said, it's an hour and a half to 2 hours. The doctor said, yes. He said, start. So the doctor looked at the family. He's like, nah, we don't do this, you know. They're like, the tatot gezogt, you know. Briskers, you don't mess with them, you know what I mean? It's just go for that, you know. And the doctor took out the scalpel, gave a little poke. Basically, he didn't move. Eyes closed, didn't move. Cut, didn't move. Hour and a half later, stitched up, whatever. Basically, he didn't move. About 2 hours and 10 minutes, 2 hours and 15 minutes, whatever it was. Soon thereafter, after the operation, basically he opened his eyes. And everybody's like, what did you do? And it wasn't? Okay. Thank you. What'd you do? The Beis Halevi said that I needed to know how long this operation is. Because I had to pick Mar Mekoymus of a sugya that take that I know basically for me to go through it and all the Ion Shaboy and all the Chilukim that'll take me approximately 2 hours and change. Because when I'm learning, I'm mamish oblivious to, partially oblivious to what's going on around me. And I knew I wasn't going to feel anything. So you think it's a fake story? So I'll show you Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos and Peches. Gemara in Shabbos brings a Maisa. Maybe you heard it before. This is the Kabbalah's Atayra Gemara in Peches and Shabbos. The Gemara brings a Maisa with Rava. And Rava, there were people in the neighborhood that used to give trouble, you know, the tzdukim. Used to try and make litzonis and make problems for the Talmidei Chachamim. So the Ahud Tzduki, the Chazi L'Rova, the Kama Ayin B'Shmaitza, he was being Ma'ayin in a sugya. And like, if you've ever seen people, sometimes when they're learning, they have one hand on the shtender, maybe one on the head, and the other hand is under their leg on the chair. Happens a lot. It's a very, very normal thing. I don't know if it helps you think. You're holding on to something, whatever it is. So what happened? This finger was underneath. He was sitting on this finger. Become mayitzbo, and dam. Become avin etzbosei doma. Was squeezing his finger. Mayitzbo and mavin etzbosei doma. And blood was dripping. You know, Rabbi, not now. You know, you can imagine. Just the blood's dripping. So this is like, wow, green light for Tzduki, you know what I mean? And he goes over to Rava, and he says, Amalei, Oma Paziza, this new nation that just does thing in haste without thinking. Tekadmisu pumaychu ladunaychu, you put your mouth before your ears. Hakati bebchusaychu kamais. You're still the same thing. I mean, you don't think about what you're doing. You guys said, Nasa Koidim Lenishma. You didn't think about, you didn't care about, you just in haste, you did something. And you're doing the same thing now. I'm not going to get exactly right now into what the Tzduki's Taina was that have to do with sitting on your hand. But the point is that sometimes you get lost in something. You literally get lost in it. And when you're in learning, you don't realize. And you literally could be dripping blood from sitting on your hand on a nail. Then you don't realize. Now, why do you get lost in that? You get lost in it because I'm doing the most important thing in the world. And that's the shaychus with Nasa Kodim, the Nishma, as the Gemara continues. We trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to get lost in the best thing on earth. Something way above this earth. I'm going to get lost in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever you want. We'll do it. No problem. I'm getting lost in Hashem, which is the best thing in the world to get lost in Hashem. But in learning, so you think that I don't think, and I just do? Us Jews are the exact opposite, Rabbi answers. We think, and we know what the most important thing is, and that's getting close to HaKadosh Baruch when learning this Torah. And if that means sometimes you get lost in something, you get lost. Now, this is not a segula, and I'm going to explain to you. Listen very carefully. Anybody that's ever worked on something knows that just that's the way the brain and the nervous system works. Yeah? I'll give you an example. When if you ever fix something, where is he? Who's fixing upstairs? Is he here? You fix the upstairs with the woodwork, right? And you're this and you're drilling and you're thising and thatting. And when you finish, you realize you're bleeding. Happens all the time. You play football. Anybody play football? Yeah? You play football. You're banged up, you're scratched up, you're this, you're that. After the game, you could barely walk and you got cuts and like, wow, where did that come from? You know what I mean? And you realize it's the other guy's blood. You're like, yeah. Anyway, so when you're focused on something, the mind, the nervous system doesn't make that connect. You know, I do a lot of hiking in the summers. And sometimes, this is when, you know, the children start to cry. You have to hike through thorn bushes. There's no way out of it. And I always tell them, I say, don't think. Run as fast as you can. And the first person there gets mamish, full shwarma alotaymon. Boom! They go with it. They're all cut up and nobody knows. And they keep going. What's up, Jack? Because that's the reality of life. The reality of life is if I'm focused and I have something important and I've got a goal, you don't notice. You literally don't notice. So you want to know why it is that Avram Avinu, who was in the third day after the Milah, in the most pain, could be Yoratz? Because there was one thing that was more painful than running after a Milah. Not having Orchim. Not having Orchim. The tsar of not having a guest, not being able to be makar of people, or just do the pashut mitzvah of haknasas orchim. That tsar was so much greater, he was so much more into doing a mitzvah. Of course, vayaretz, but I'm so focused on, I would never, ever, ever notice anything else. The issue that I found is that a person has to be focused. A person has to make a decision that really there is not too much else that's important and nothing more important than doing the Avodas Hashem. But if you're not focused like that, then every day could be painful. Every mitzvah could be painful. So there has to be, obviously, a step before. So I want to share with you a pasuk. It says when they got out of Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, and they started to be in the Midbar, so they got to a place called Marah, and the water was bitter. That's why it's called Marah. And they complained, "What are we going to drink?" They cried out to Hashem. Hashem showed them. Loosely translated, showed them an eitz, a type of stick. And they put it into the water. And the water became sweet. And the Rishonim talk about, it's really based on a medrash, what was this stick that Hashem showed them? What was this stick? The Rishonim learned it was a bitter stick. Some learned it was from an olive tree, an eitz zayit. But it was a bitter stick. The stick itself was bitter. And the Medrash and the Rishonim speak out that it was a nes betoich nes. It was a miracle inside a miracle. What was the miracle? You have bitter water, and you put something bitter into it, it's going to be more bitter. So it's nes betoich nes that it became sweet. A, that anything could become sweet, and also you put bitter with bitter. And the Ramban ends off over there. He says, "Kach have a darkel shel Torah." It's a big discussion what he's referring to. I've heard it different ways. But the derech of Torah is that when you start, tchiloso mar v'soifo mosuk. When you start off with Avodas Hashem, sometimes things are very difficult. So what does the Rebbe tell you? Just do it. But it's difficult. Do it. I'm not interested. Just do it. So I should do it. I'm really going to be frustrated. Because I'm really not good at learning. Or I really can't get out of bed. And you're telling me to do it anyway. I feel more down. It's more difficult. I should be more tired. But Tchilas Omar, it starts off bitter. And so go Masuk. And that's the nace. That's the nace of the water. And that's the nace, the Mefarshim say, some of them, that's the nace of Avodas Hashem. That even though it's difficult in your body and your goof, like the Mashkeich's been talking about, is not interested. And it doesn't make sense. Because why in the world should that change? But it becomes sweet. I saw in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, right at the beginning, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, you know, that the Yetzer Hara comes up with a lot of excuses for a person, like Mesillas Yesharim brings, the Mashkeich was talking about. And he says, so what do you do? What do you do? Lemaisa, my whole life I've been making excuses. And my whole life it's difficult, and it's difficult. And I really don't like it. Whatever a person wants to change in Avodas Hashem, there's a reason why he hasn't changed it yet. Because he doesn't want it. He doesn't like it, and it's difficult. That's why. Whatever, each person is different, so you can apply it to yourself. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it's true. And that's teva of a person, and it's difficult. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, but all you have to do is 4 or 5 times, and it won't be kaved anymore. It won't be heavy anymore. Do it 4 or 5 times. Whatever you decide to change, do it 4 or 5 times, and it won't be hard anymore. And I'm going to tell you a story that happened 2 weeks ago. Everyone knows, anybody who's ever been in my house knows, I'm a child abuser. Everybody knows this. I don't care. Call the cops. You want to see child abuse? I'll show you child abuse. Anyway, I'll do it on them too. I'm a child abuser. My kids throw temper tantrums. I ignore it. My kids, yeah, I need it. I want it. I this and that. I ignore it. I'm an abusive father. I glue my belt to my... No. I'm an abusive father. Why? I always tell the guys in Shir, could be I'm the first person ever to care about you. But I'm not going to make the mistake that your other rabbis or parents made. I care about you. I'll tell you a story that happened with my little Nassim Tzvi. Well, Nassim Tzvi is 1.5 years. For whatever reason, he was sleeping in our room for a long time. Now, he don't take no for an answer. And when he stands up in that little pack and play crib and screams, he literally, the bottle company, I made like the stock go up, like amazing, because the amount of bottles that he shattered, I try and give him the bottle, you know, against the wall. And we're done. But you know, Eretz Yisrael, I don't know if you ever saw apartments, like not all of them are that big. So how are you going to train your kid in a small apartment, not wake everybody up? It's not easy. So I moved all my kids into one bed, you know, got like 16 of them in there. And I took a bedroom, and I put the crib in there. I told my wife, I don't care what the screaming sounds like. I don't care if they call Mishmar Gavul, they call the cops. Do not open the door. Don't open the door. She's like, what are you going to do? I was like, here, hold my belt. So I take the kid, and I say, Nassim Tzvi, Daddy loves you. And he goes like, he gives his face. Like he knew something was happening. Because Daddy doesn't love him. No. He knew something was happening. So I take him in the room. It's very late at night, and I'm very tired, and I got to put up with you guys the next day, so being tired is not a good idea. I put him in the crib, and he is screaming, literally. So I, Machloikis Chalukei Deis and the other child abusive parents, I hold that you have to stay the first night, you have to stay with the child. This is my shita, people argue, they say no, let him scream. So okay, I let them scream. But I stay with them. So I sit there, I lay down on the bed, whatever. Nassim Tzvi, I love you, love you, love you, love you. Try and give him a bottle, smashed, love you, love you. 3 to 4 hours screaming, they have my stubbornness. 3 to 4 hours of screaming at the top of his lungs. Literally. Everybody in the house is up. Just don't open that door. Screaming and screaming. Second night, you go. Nasan Tzvi, same exact thing. Nasan Tzvi, daddy loves you. Like this, I put him in, screaming at the top of his lungs. But I just lay down next to him. I don't touch him. No. I lay down, he knows I'm here. 2 hours screaming, another night's sleep gone. Third night, Nasan Tzvi, goes like this, daddy loves you. Good night. Close the door, he screamed for 4 seconds and stopped. I've done this bli ayin hara with all of my children, all of them. The longest it ever took was 4 days. Bli ayin hara, I never got to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch 5 days. Never. Never got to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch 5 days. Never. Anything that is difficult for a person, make a decision that this is what I need to do. No discussion, and go do it. If you've got to get through that hike and you're going to be bleeding afterwards from thorns, you understand, I'm not going to sit here all day. I want to go home. I am hungry. You walk, you're bleeding. Okay, doesn't make a difference. Now, especially when there's a big goal on the end, or you know that you'll get used to it or you won't feel it, but it's worth it. There are certain things that even if it is painful, then it will end and it will not be coveted anymore. And then what? Well, Masilas Yesharim says, then what? When you break down the mechitzas v'chumbias v'atole behem, ad shi'im moshech, you know what will happen? If you just do this and you break down, you say, my laziness and my taivas and anything that in your life, whatever that might be, that's stopping you from just making that decision and doing it, if you will just break that down and go for it, you will be yimoshech achrov yisvorech mamish kebarzel acher evan ashoevis. You will be literally like a magnet. I don't know, you ever saw those rattlesnake? Brrr. You ever saw those? I love those. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Those, no? They have those? Do you know? Now take a magnet that's really strong. Really strong. Bing. It's amazing. Can you imagine in the morning? Yeah, your alarm goes off. In the basement. It's like a magnet. Can you imagine? That'd be amazing. Oh, I have to go chaz. I got to learn. Imagine after a Shabbos meal, I gotta go to the Beis Medrash. I have to go learn. That feeling of being pulled, that desire, I have to. Can you imagine? The Gemara in Amud Ches says, we quoted this last time. Okay, something else. The Gemara says, Abo letayer, Messiah Oisai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you siyai to the Shemaya. Besides for the nervous system that works that way, besides for the fact that if a person does it, it gets easy. After a while, it just kind of happens. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Messiah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you Siyai to the Shemaya. And the truth is, you guys will see it soon, the Gemara in Laman HaMabez in Kedushin says, not only does he need to help you, because Be'etzem, you should know something. It is absolutely impossible for you to do this. Rabbi Yeruchim Mesil Sesharim has a diuk that says it's a nes. Any growth in Avodas Hashem is a nes. Because Tevah HaGuf, the Mesilas Yesharim Ki Yaduah, says it shouldn't be that way. So Rabbi Yeruchim makes the diuk, it's a neis mamish. And the Gemara Kedushin says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't help you, El Moe Oizo E'ef Shaloi. Impossible. There's no tricks, there's no nothing besides for getting the Bari Olam on your side. And then it gives you Siyata Dishmai. That is the reality of being an Eben of Hashem. And what's it based on? One thing. Two things. Making a decision and making a move based on that decision. And when you do that, apiteva, it gets easier. If you do that, you get siyata d'shmaya, and you need that siyata d'shmaya. I just want to end with Rabbi Yosef Elephant, Ram from the Mir. He spoke, one of the Tanesim over here, he spoke out the Medrash from the end of the Parsha. It says that when Avraham Avinu went to do the Akedah, so the Yetzirah was not very happy, because this is it, man. If Avraham Avinu, you know, hits that Nisayan, he is. And if Yitzchak brings himself on that Akedah, we've got the future. This is it. We're there. Klal Yisrael is there. So the Yetzirah was trying very hard that Avraham Avinu. I mean, if you look at davening, it's machloikis, I think, in different svarim. But Kepshuto and Rosh Hashanah davening, we don't mention the schus of Yitzchak. be boidik. We don't mention the schus of Yitzchak. We mention the schus of Avram Avinu that was kovish rachamav on his child. And b'schus Avram Avinu, we should have Hatzalah. Not mentioning Yitzchak. You'll notice it's very interesting. But Avram Avinu, this was like it. This is like every Jew on Rosh Hashanah, we're there. You know? This is, and the Yitzhak didn't want this. And the Medrash says that he built walls. Avram Avinu said, wall? The Bar Yoyim told me to do it. Must be fake. Walk straight through. Rivers. Nah. Bar Yoyim said, I got to. River disappears. If a person makes the decision to grow in Avodas Hashem, there'll be a lot of things that are going to try and play with you that this shouldn't be or it can't be. And if you make the decision, anything that you feel in Avodas Hashem, obviously you need advice to go step by step. A person has to do it b'chochma. But you'll see a Kaddish Baruch Hu will give you Siyata D'Shmaya. You'll see in your mind, you won't even notice all of the things that go around. Mamash, all the things. There's so many things out there. I'm not even going to say, I shouldn't bring this up. But there are people in this basement that I'm sure didn't hear the gunshots. There are people in this basement that didn't hear the gunshots. They didn't hear it. They were learning. They found it after. What? Somebody got shot across the street? Because if you're in a zone, and that's where you want to be, and there's nothing more important, what, you're going to hear a door slam? No. And if a person's not holding there yet, a person can work to get there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us all siyata d'shmaya.